When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. If you had to do it all over again, what would you change? Maybe you're one of those rare few who nailed it perfectly the first time round, and you are fearless when it comes to risks. For the rest of us, I think we wrestle with the would've, could've, and should've syndrome on a regular basis. It often sounds like things like this. I would've bid one more time and brought that bull home, but I didn't think I could afford him. I could've saved a lot of time if I'd just asked for help to begin with. I should've started earlier, so I wouldn't be so stressed. Yes, the list of symptoms for our malady of maybes can get lengthy. There is help. And there is hope. Sometimes the best treatment is to simply do one thing differently. That in itself is a hard concept. In multi-generational farming operations, there is often one permanently erected hurdle. The old guard's tried and tested methods versus the new guard's experiments and educated theories. But one little thing changed might notch that hurdle down an inch or two and make it a bit easier to clear. That may look like taking the advice of one younger and more daring. For farms that have avoided upgrades like the plague, it may be terrifying. But one small change just might make a mighty big difference. And you'll never know what could have been if you don't try. As we head into the last quarter of this year, maybe it's a good time to ponder not so much what might have been, but what is possible still in the days ahead. When the harvest is completed, the cows have all calved, the hay is stacked in the barn, and the equipment is stored safely in the shed, it's a good time to look back without regret, and a great time to look ahead with resolve. Not every new idea out there is worthy of the risk. I'll grant you that. With experience comes wisdom. But neither is every one of those ideas deserving of dismissal. In the meeting of minds and combination of old and new ideas, there is the promise of improvement and the increase of respect both ways. If you had to do it all over again, chances are you'd embrace some of the changes you vehemently resisted. Because now you've seen they were for your good. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.